So, Dr. Neesmith, part of the good news is that we are having good success with regards to expanding diversity with regards to ethnicities. Mm-hmm. Specifically, I know sometimes people say that, particularly when it comes to the Black community, that's sometimes a particular challenge. Are you seeing the kinds of progress that you want there as well?
We are, really. Both of our pre-licensure nursing directors actually are African American, and they started, I know Dr. Deborah Smith started a summer camp for African American students. It's high school students who wanted to come in and, you know, I mentioned individuals who look like me, right, kind of in quotes, so that they could see role models where that's concerned. And we got many students from the community. They applied, and they were inspired by Dr. Smith's efforts. She had a national fund from the HRSA grant to do this initiative, and she's very passionate about that. She and I actually were just talking yesterday about how it has reached those individuals in the community, and they have come in, and we've seen not only an increase in our diverse applications for the pre-licensure group, but also those individuals who applied and were successful and went through, they're going through and being advanced practice nurses as well. So then they're going back to serve their community. So it's a terrific circle of life, if you will, from that perspective.
Yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that we look at, too, as I mentioned at the end of that last segment, we looking for people who look like us.
Yeah, yeah.
When it comes to males.
Yes, we need that, too, you know.
What are some of the major challenges of getting men involved, and are you seeing progress on that front?
I really am. You know, I mentioned some of the high school students come to me, and I had the pleasure of mentoring a young male high school student in North Augusta, and he knew that he wanted to be a nurse practitioner, and I said, let me tell you about it. He and his parents came into our office, and I connected him with people like Bill Hamilton, who is a great advocate for nurses, and another person, Dr. Dwayne Hooks, who is our assistant dean for community partnerships and a family nurse practitioner. Terrific role model for male nurses, right? And in my work as an emergency and trauma nurse, I was telling him some of the most caring individuals, but also most burly, strong individuals that I have seen were the male nurses working in shock trauma in the emergency room. And they were awesome. And to see those folks who are terrific male role models, like I said, and be so tender with our patients, you know, and caring. And many of our patients came back and said, I loved Nurse X. He was wonderful. And so many of them have gone back into like flight nursing kinds of things. Yeah. And it's just, we want to show that part of the excitement where nursing is concerned to our male counterparts. And I think it's catching fire because, like I said, this high school student from North Augusta was excited about being a nurse, and he'll go back and share that with his high school students.
Yes.
And then we at the college are going out on the national stage to the Men in Nursing conferences. I mean, there's an actual association for men in nursing, and we go out and speak to that. Like I said, those role models like Dr. Dwayne Hooks, who was a former CEO of a hospital and now a nurse practitioner in his nursing role. And so awesome ways for men who are interested in the science of nursing that I mentioned, the caring of individuals that I mentioned, to come and be involved in that through nursing.
Out of curiosity, the high school student who you work with, did he indicate what initially captivated him about the nursing profession?
I think it was the same things that captivated me. You know, he is a student who excels. He is in the AP program, so he's great in science. He's great in biology. Those subjects interested him. But his parents also shared with me what a caring person he is. And so to find a way to funnel that caring personality and the things that are in your heart and soul, right, through a profession that really helps and gives back, that's what inspired him. And I was so excited to hear that he was interested in that.
Yeah. Hats off to you if you ever hear this conversation. I know that the time is going so quickly. Yeah. There are several things I would like for us to try to get to if we can. Mm-hmm. If we could briefly touch on, because I know people want to be thinking about, hey, well, I like what I'm hearing, but oh, man, what's going to happen if I go into the nursing profession? Dr. Neesmith has said that by 2025, they're going to be pushing for the doctoral program for nurse practitioners as entry level. Don't know if I'll really want to go that far. She said 170,000 for this one, 107,000 for that. But I hear that, you know, folks are getting jobs and it's not what they really anticipated. What is generally the outlook, the jobs outlook for the nursing profession?
Incredible. I mean, it's wonderful. The nursing profession, the pre-licensure folks, the bedside nurses that we talked about, are growing at a growth rate of 15%. That translates to a need of 1 million new nurses that we need because of the emphasis on promotion, health promotion, the emphasis on baby boomers retiring. So that is much faster than average rate for many other professionals. Mm-hmm. The growth rate for the advanced practice nurses is even higher than that. 30% is a growth rate for that. So we need nurses. We were talking about right here in our community, we established that the need is 1,000 new nurses right here in the CSRA. And we are trying to address that by our new accelerated BSN program, which we will be launching next week, so that people who want to be a nurse can get through quickly, go straight through without breaks, and be done in 2 years. Okay.
What an investment.
Yes.
Because 2 years go by fast.
Don't they?
Yes. That's awesome. Okay. So, and does it look like the incomes are going to keep pace with?
Oh, yes. Because the demand is there. It's supply and demand, right? And so that need, and like I mentioned, especially in the rural areas, you know, Atlanta's saturated a lot of times. Mm-hmm. We have that 1,000 nurse need. But in those rural areas, those patients and communities are starved for nursing care. And so there are even more opportunities. You can almost kind of go out there and negotiate your own, right? Because the need is so great.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is definitely worth looking into very, very closely. In the meantime, we got something else exciting that's happening in Augusta, GA in particular. And sounds like it's time for another celebration.
Uh-huh.
Anniversary time.
Yeah.
This is with the College of Nursing 75th?
Oh, 75th anniversary. Yeah. Yes, yes. Thank you for that. We are celebrating our Diamond Jubilee this year. We have been in this community 75 years. Mm. In March, we had a gala that we invited individuals. I think we had 300 or attendees at that gala. People from all over the state came and celebrated the fact that we've been around here. We were trailblazers in nursing in that way. So I'm thankful to have been there for that.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. I'll just congratulate the College of Nursing through you.
Yeah, thank you. And I will share that congratulations with my colleagues. They'll be happy to hear.
And congratulations to you. And thank you for being passionate for so long about a mission field that is so important.
We are. Thank you.
Thank you. Everybody, remember what Dr. Denise Smith shared with us regarding not only where the profession is right now, but where it's headed. There's a lot of promise for many of you. Remember, caring in a powerful way. Is the nursing profession possibly just one more way for some of you to let some of life's best moments come through you? Till next time. And there is one more comment that I'd like to make with regards to this discussion. Dr. Beth Neesmith and others wanted me to let you know that with regards to the BSN program that she mentioned, she said that it is a 2-year program. The news is even better than that. They want you to know that it is actually a 14-month program. That's right. So instead of 24 months, 14 months for the BSN program. So be sure to look into it.